Good morning. My name is Adeniyi Opayomi Adekunle, the first author of the article examining the influence of diet and lifestyle on the dyslipidemia among diabetes patients in LaTeX Teaching Hospital, Osun State, Nigeria, a two-way interaction model. This research work was actually done with other 5 researchers, and I want to say a very big thank you to the Cardiometabolic Health Congress for this rare privilege given to us to present this article. Thank you so much for this opportunity. So let me just go straight into the article itself. Efforts are ongoing to achieve the 2030 Sustainable Development Goal through the reduction of mortality by 30% contributed by non-communicable diseases. And we all know that dyslipidemia, diabetes, these are all non-communicable diseases. And it is, however, essential to sufficiently explore diseases such as diabetes and its comorbidities. Dyslipidemia is a major complication of the deadly disease, diabetes. And diabetes itself causes about 1.6 million deaths every year. And it's so much when a particular disease can cause 1.6 million deaths every year. It's worth being examined. So we examined the influence of demographic profile, lifestyle, and dietary pattern on dyslipidemia. We also assessed the gender differences in the risk factors of dyslipidemia among type 2 diabetes patients in the LaTeX Akintola University of Technology Teaching Hospital, Osun State, Nigeria. So let me quickly go to the methods, the methodology that was used in conducting this study. This study is actually a retrospective study, and it was carried out among 143 diabetes patients attending the diabetes clinic of the LaTeX Teaching Hospital. And a structured instrument was used to extract data from the patient's clinical records. With the outcome variable, which is dyslipidemia, was coded. And for yes, it is 1. For a no, it is 0. And also the demographic characteristics, the lifestyle profiles, and dietary patterns, they were the explanatory variables. And talking about the statistics that were used, in analyzing this, the outcome of the data gotten from the study, we actually used the descriptive statistics. We used chi-square test, binary logistic regression, and interaction model. All these were employed in the analysis of the data, and the risk factors were considered significant at p-value of less than 5%. Talking about the findings that we got from the study, we were able to discover that the mean age of the respondents was 56.2 years. The majority, that's about 60.8%, were females. And 67.8% of the subjects were actually Christians. Now, we noticed a preponderance, that means about 42.7% of dyslipidemia among diabetes patients. And when we talk about the male and female preponderance, we are talking about it's actually comparable. In females, we discovered the prevalence of dyslipidemia was actually 43.7% among the female subjects, and among the male subject, it was 41.1%, and the P was 0.392. Now, about 176.8% of the respondents actually reported a high level of carbohydrate intake. And similarly, high fat and oil intake was seen in 52.8% of them, and fiber intake 4.3%, among the participants in this study. Animal fat was the common source of fat, and that accounts for about 65.7% among the respondents, and few of the participants smoke around 7.7%, and about 19.3% take actual alcohol. Similarly, a high proportion of obese, that means around 61.1%, and overweight, 47.1% of the participants actually had dyslipidemia. That means 61.7% of the subjects, the participants that were obese had dyslipidemia, and 47.1% of those that were overweight had dyslipidemia, compared to a lower proportion. About 27.3% of those that had a normal body mass index, which actually had dyslipidemia, and the p-value was 0.005, so which is very, very significant in that wise. Also, dyslipidemia was common, which is about 61.3% among diabetes patients who had a high level of fat and oil consumption, compared to those, which is around about 33.3%, who had a low level of intakes or what of fat and oil. P value for that, P for that is 0.000. Now, there is a higher proportion of patients, the higher proportion of patients who smoke actually had dyslipidemia, which is around 81.8%, compared to those 39.4% who don't smoke, and the P equals 0.006. Similarly, dyslipidemia was more at around 59.2% among those taking alcohol compared to those who do not take alcohol, and the P equals 0.045. Now, high intakes of fat and oil it was associated with the likelihood of dyslipidemia, and the odds ratio being 2.49. There's 95% confidence interval, 0.88 to 0.05. And also, a high intake of fiber was protective for dyslipidemia. The odds ratio is 0.15. There's 95% confidence interval, 0.06 to 0.40. The likelihood of dyslipidemia was higher among Christians compared to Muslims. And we're able to discover that the interaction model revealed that the effects of the risk factors such as religion, fat and oil intake, and fiber intake on dyslipidemia varied across gender. Now, in conclusion, dyslipidemia is prevalent among diabetes patients. The level of dyslipidemia was similar across male and female diabetes patients. Identified risk factors were high level of intake of fat and oil and low level of fiber intake. Now, other risk factors associated with dyslipidemia among diabetes patients in this study are controllable factors. They are factors that are actually modifiable. They are not non-modifiable factors. Factors such as body mass index, which takes into account the weight and height of the patient, and then level of engagement in physical activity, dietary pattern, smoking and alcohol. Intervention is actually geared towards improvement of lifestyle, and the dietary pattern is needed among diabetes patients. Also, risk communication among the complication of about the complication of diabetes is an essential need among diabetes patients, without excluding religious gatherings. I want to say thank you so much to the Cardiometabolic at Congress for this opportunity, and we hope to do this more together, even some other times from this time moving forward. Thank you so much. And my name is Adeniyi Opoemi Adekunle. Thank you.